The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It is time for boys high school basketball, Triway versus Wayndale. And here is Jacob Seidel.
From Carmichael Court inside the Miller Family Arena, it's time to get set up for high school boys basketball action tonight as the Triway Titans host the Wayndale Golden Bears. Stay tuned. We'll talk with both head coaches coming up next here on WKLM.
Tis the season of joy and giving here at the Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group provider. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we are reminded of the outpouring of love and compassion in our local community. We want to thank you and wish you a Merry Christmas from your working teams at the Troy Miller Agency, located in Shreve and Berlin.
Troy Miller Agency Insurance.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Jake Salmi here with Wayndale head coach Dane Held. And coach, early on in the season, you guys have had some pretty good games out there, including a win against conference rival in Hillsdale. What can you tell us about your squad so far this year?
Yeah, we've been a little up and down. We've had a couple good games that we've played. We've also laid a couple duds this year with some slow starts. Norway, and we lost one to Dalton. That was a close one. That was a tough loss. We played Manchester last night over at their place. So back-to-back, back seven teams this weekend.
Jake Salmi here with Wayndale head coach Dane Held. And, coach, early on in the season, you guys have had some pretty good games out there, including a win against conference rival in Hillsdale. What can you tell us about your squad so far this year?
Yeah, we've been a little up and down. We've had a couple good games that we've played. We've also laid a couple duds this year with some slow starts. Norway, and we lost one to Dalton. That was a close one. That was a tough loss. We played Manchester last night over at their place. So back-to-back, back seven teams this weekend. We're still kind of trying to figure some things out, especially offensively. We just kind of recently got fully healthy with at least the varsity guys. So just still trying to figure out some things offensively, trying to sit down and get stops defensively.
What are you expecting to see out of this Tri-Way team that's kind of had a few of those good games, a few of those bad games themselves? And, of course, when you have the two backyard rivals going at it, you never know what to expect.
Yeah, they're led by, I'd say, Flanner and Hackett are the two guys that, you know, really make them go. But they have three other guys in that starting unit that can really score the ball, too. So we got our hands full defensively. We know that today. We're going to have to do a good job on Flanner and Hackett first, though.
How do you want to see your guys play tonight?
Coming out and competing, you know, like you said, this is a backyard rivalry game. So regardless, we played last night. We might have some tired legs, but we need to come out and compete tonight.
So. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Good luck tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come here on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Jake Soddle here with Titans head coach Nathan Loney. And coach, still early in the season, you've had some games where you guys have looked really good. You've had some games where you probably wish you would have played a little bit better, like that game against Mansfield Senior. What can you tell us about your team so far this year?
You know, we've grown up a lot since the senior high game, honestly. Mansfield's very good too, you know. They just dropped last night to Ashland, I seen, and that really surprised me. Obviously, the head coach there is a good friend of mine, and he, you know, texted me after the game there Tuesday when they lost to Lexington, and he said, "Coach, I don't know what it is, but we got to play you guys every night because the kids get so excited to play you." So, you know, they played very well against us, and we didn't play well. You know, we were had a 10-day layoff going into that game, so I chopped that one up as a lesson, not a loss, you know. Saturday against Wadsworth, we took one on the chin that I felt like we shouldn't have lost. Didn't play very good team basketball, and we did a lot of finding ourselves here the last week. Tuesday night, you know, we played pretty decent against Tussle. I was kind of happy with, you know, some offensive stuff. Defensively, I wasn't very happy, but offensively, I was very happy. So,
well, what are you expecting to see out of the Golden Bears in this rivalry game?
You know, they're much improved from last year. You know, as soon as I seen they beat Hillsdale, I texted the coach at Hillsdale and asked him. You know, and he said, you know, they're much improved. Their team chemistry is a lot better this year than last year. So, you know, they're definitely going to be a lot different team than last year. And I hope our kids don't look at last year's game and think it's going to be just as easy this year as it was last year, because that's not the case.
How do you want to see your guys perform tonight then?
You know, I would like to, you know, obviously one of our big team goals always is to have over 15 assists and 15 offensive rebounds. And I think if we do that tonight, we're going to be pretty successful.
Yeah, well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Home Siding Contractors.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end-of-year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeranian Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
It's the kids from D&N Rocks here to remind you about all they offer.
They have mulch, gravel, rhinestones,
brick chips, black shale, and black granite,
natural and manufactured pavers and wall stones,
culvert and PVC pipes and fitting, and shale, which is great base material.
They keep their inventory stocked year-round and offer delivery on all products.
Stop in to see them or give them a call at 330-473-6020.
D&N Rocks!
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977, and is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333, or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Welcome back to Carmichael Court inside the Miller Family Arena. Jake Seidel and Bill Pym with you tonight on what should turn out to be a pretty good ball game, Bill. Whenever Wayndale and Triway get together, you can kind of throw out the windows. These two teams, we talk about the Triway West Holmes rivalry, the Triway Orville rivalry, but right up there with them is Triway Wayndale.
Yeah, this one goes right up there with all the best in the county for sure. Who can ever forget the game when Eric Reby, I see, is an assistant now for Wayndale when they played Smithville in the district finals against Triway in a packed gymnasium.
So Triway coming into tonight's ball game with a record of 3-2. Their losses on the season coming to a very good Mansfield senior team and a very good Wadsworth team, playing up a few divisions to these Triway Titans. So far, though, they are 2-0 in the pack, defeating Canton South 60-54, and they're coming off a 65-48 win over Tuslaw, which we heard Coach Loney talk about that game and how he thought they did some good things offensively, but would like to see him step up a little more defensively.
Yeah. Having watched Coach Loney's team last year, their identity was their defense, in your face, making it miserable on you the whole night. A lot of pressure. We'll see if they do that again tonight with the Golden Bears.
Golden Bears come into tonight with a record of 2-3. A 50-40 win over Loudonville opened up the season, and then they defeated Hillsdale 54-52. But losses to Downton, Norwayne, and last night to Manchester. So they're going back-to-back Pac-7 opponents in this one. And this is a Golden Bears team who is trying to grow. And they've already taken a big step from a season ago, Coach, but they're going to have a tough task tonight against a very stingy Triway defense.
Well, they got the five stars, former seniors, so they have some experience. Who knows what they gained last year where they played JV or varsity or off the bench, whatever the case may be. But when you have four seniors in the starting lineup, you expect some experience and you expect some discipline from them.
Taking a look at the Pac-7 standings, Orville in first place right now. Right behind them is Triway, and those two teams will match up next Tuesday at Bob Knight Gymnasium in Orville. That's going to be a fun one. Manchester's in third, Northwest in fourth, Canton South fifth, Fairless sixth, and Tuslaw in seventh. In the Wayne County Athletic League, Smithville is in first place, and boy, do the Smithies look good this year.
It's that Highland influence, right? Isn't their head coach originally from Highland?
So Smithville 5-0, 4-0 in the conference. Norwayne in second at 4-3. Hillsdale is in third. They've only played two games, though, this season after that long football run.
Yeah.
Chippewa is in fourth, Rittman in fifth, Wayndale in sixth, Downton in seventh, and Northwestern sitting in eighth place in the conference. We'll step aside and come back, continue setting this matchup next year on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car.
brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Miller Family Arena, and Bill, before we go any further, I wanted to take some time and send our thoughts and prayers to the Maltrich family with Bob Maltrich passing away earlier this week. He was very well known, not just in the community of West Holmes, but all over this area, so our thoughts and prayers with the Maltrich family right now.
Absolutely, quite the name down there. I remember when they built the new high school, I was kind of a stranger to the area, even though we lived there. And I just happened to mention that to him when he gave me a tour of the school. He didn't know me from Adam, but he took me all through the school and took the time to show me West Holmes High School.
Yeah. So, again, our thoughts and prayers are with the Maltrich family right now. Getting set, shifting gears back into this matchup tonight. And this is going to be an interesting one, Bill. I mean, we look at some of these numbers, some of these players on this Triway team. We saw them playing football just over a month ago. Bruin Flinner, Brant Clippinger, Jackson Clippinger, just to name a few. You know, those are going to be some of the guys that are going to be asked to make an impact tonight.
Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, I got hired at Triway in 1978, and I sat through many a ball game in the pit, you know, and I'm sitting here tonight in this beautiful Miller Family Arena, and things are still the same. The cheerleaders still do a hello cheer. The pep band with John Pooster still playing over there. A lot of things just, you know, you're fast forward almost 50 years, and things really haven't changed. You look through the last names, and some of those last names are names that, you know, been Triway legends in the past. So I'm excited to be here, and hopefully you listening at home are as well.
And you take a look at the Golden Bears, you know, kind of that same thing. How many times have we heard of the Schumachers or Shoemakers or the Schwarzentruvers making waves over for the Golden Bears?
Yep. I see the Reby. There's a couple Reby names down there in the varsity assistants, Eric, and the junior varsity head coach is his son, Brevin, I believe is his son. So that's quite the name, too, from Wayndale. Going all the way back to Mel Reby back in a long time ago.
Getting closer to tip-off here at the Miller Family Arena. I don't know about you, but one of the things I can't get over when I'm here, I'm so used to seeing a big orange basketball logo in the middle of a tri-way gym, but that Titan head out there looks pretty sharp.
Looks very good, yep. Sean Carmichael Court, too, as a matter of fact. So, you know, like, speaking of the names, you know, legends, but let's not forget Sean Carmichael and the legacy he left behind as well.
We're getting closer. We got about 2 minutes left on our pregame clock. We'll take one more timeout, and we'll get you set up for the national anthem next here on WKLM.
Hey, other guys, insurance. You got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course. At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Black Friday is Black November at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and now through December 10th, enjoy store-wide deep discounts on appliances and video products. In addition, get 25% off all locally handcrafted Monarch brand mattresses. Choose free in-carton drop-off or professional installation of your appliance purchase. We're offering 0% financing through November 2026 with no down payments for qualified customers. Hurry in for the best savings of the year at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com, celebrating 80 years of business.
Getting set up for this matchup between the Golden Bears and the Titans. Jake Seidel, Bill Pym with you. Also, Phoenix Price is back at the ranch at WKLM Sports Central. Great to have you with us for this great basketball game as we start the holiday breaks here in Wayne and Holmes counties. Wayndale going to be wearing their road golds trimmed in black and white. Black numerals, brown numerals on the front and back, I should say. Triway in their home whites trimmed in purple. Gray triway across the front with purple numerals on the front and back. Our team's getting set up for the national anthem here in just a moment. So we'll be turning it over here in just a moment to our public address announcer, and then we'll have our national anthem that will be performed tonight by the Triway High School Pep Band under the direction of Mr. John Pooster. And tonight's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg. We'll hand it over to our public address announcer.
Good evening, Merry Christmas, and welcome to Carmichael Court at the Miller Family Arena for tonight's non-league matchup between the Triway Titans and the Wayndale Golden Bears. Triway and Wayndale are members of the Ohio High School Athletic Association and abide by the laws and bylaws of interscholastic competition. The referees for tonight's game have met the extensive requirements set by the OHSAA and were assigned by the Pac-7 Conference. Tonight's referees are Mr. Derek Evans, Mr. Anton Alini, and Mr. Scott Phillips. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a country with many freedoms. Please stand, remove your caps, and direct your attention to center court for the playing of the national anthem by the Triway High School Pep Band.
And again, tonight's national anthem has been brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg. And a great rendition there by the Triway High School Pet Band. The starting lineups are brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, just outside of Millersburg off of State Route 39. Get quality windows, doors, siding, and insulation at MRV Siding Supply. With the starting lineups, here's Bill Pym.
Kicking off for Wayndale, 6'1 senior guard number 2, Luke Lorenz. 5'8 junior guard number 3, Ernie Schmucker. A 6'1 senior guard number 10, Brandon Lorenz. A 6'1 senior guard forward number 11, Evan Yoder. And a 6'2 senior post forward number 12, Braden Schlabel. The Bears are coached by Dane Howe, Eric Reeby, Brevin Reeby, and Gavin Spittler. For the Triway Titans, a 6'6 junior forward number 1, Jalen Hackett. A 6'1 junior guard number 3, Bruin Flinner. A 6'3 junior guard number 5, Brant Clippinger. A 6-foot junior guard number 11, Lane Krylow. And a 6'3 junior guard number 14, Jackson Clippinger. And yes, they are twin brothers. Head coach Nathan Loney, Keith Snoddy, Riley Gumber, assistant coaches, JV coach Johnny DeVito.
The starting lineups have been brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, offering top-notch Provia products on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Give them a call at 800-524-7436 or visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com. We talked about big names on the coaching staff for the Golden Bears, but how about Keith Snoddy, the assistant coach here for Triway? There's a couple banners, or plaques, I should say, up on the wall from his time as a head coach here.
One of those teams was undefeated and ended up being the state runner-up. Yeah, I'm thinking Link Roteman and Jamie Brenneman and those players. We'll probably talk about that tonight and a little bit of the way those kids played. Positionless team. Anybody could play any position on the floor. There was no post. There was no point guard. Everybody played every position.
And see that a little bit now with what Coach Loney has installed here. Yeah. And second year in that system, it looks like this Titan team has really bought in.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, as the game goes on. Positionless basketball.
Again, Wayndale's in their road gold jerseys trimmed in black and white. They've got a brown Golden Bears and brown numerals on the front and back. Titans in their home whites trimmed in purple. A gray Triway across the front with purple numerals on the front and back. We are getting set for basketball here at the Miller Family Arena and Carmichael Court. The divider is open into the middle school gym to our right, which is always interesting to me. You know, like we have the tournament games, the NCAA tournament games at a football arena. They have to bring in those curtains to kind of help the guys get their shot. So, yeah, wonder if that might be an issue tonight for one of these teams when they're shooting.
Hometown Radio, FM 95.3.
Both ways with that curtain or whatever you want to call it, the divider pulled, and tonight it's open. I haven't made up my mind which I want yet. As a shooter in basketball, probably want it closed. Boy, what a beautiful facility, though. I mean, holy mackerel.
We wouldn't have been able to have any home runs in lunchroom softball with that divider, though.
Well, I'd figure out a way to do that.
Schlabel to take the jump here against Hackett. The ball's in the air. Hackett wins the tip. The Titans will start. Clippinger has the ball, top of the key, looking to move onto the left wing side. Gets the pass off here to Bruin Flinner. Back up top to Brant Clippinger. He'll go right wing side. Three ball from Krylow is on the way and good. Titans will draw first blood in this one. So Krylow with a three-point bucket makes it 3-0 Titans. As Lawrence has it up top here, he wants to move on the left wing side. Gets a bounce pass off to Schlabel. Schlabel, top of the key, picks up his dribble, looking left, finds a man on the right wing side. That's Schmucker. Schmucker get the bounce pass, now finds Lawrence. He's going to try to unload it inside. Kick back up top. Long two on the way and good by Braden Schlabel. He had his toe on the line. So the Titans will maintain the lead at 3-2, 7 minutes to play here, quarter number one. Back up top, here's Brant Clippinger going to give it up on the right wing side for Flinner. Flitter back up top for Hackett. He's on the left side of the lane. Going to kick left wing side now for Krylo. Krylo with a man in his face will find Jackson Klippinger up top. He dribbles. Gets it to Flitter on the right wing side. He'll take it and tested three and nothing but net on that one. Saw him do that a couple times against the Northwestern Huskies to open up the regular season. Here's Schmucker across the timeline, immediately double-teamed. He'll throw the ball away, but the Golden Bears able to get it back. Yoder has it on the right wing side, bounce pass to Lawrence up top, going left wing side now for Yoder. He'll drive in through contact, no good. Give the rebound to Jackson Klippinger. Klippinger gets it cross court, down to corner. They'll bring it back up top. Here's Flinter for three again. Back iron, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Krylo had it. Official put his arm up thinking about a foul and then didn't call it, but now a foul on the floor. He had his hand up but never blew the whistle. And we'll see who that foul's going to go against. That's going to go against Evan Yoder, his first.
In for the Titans, number 30, Chase Walter.
A few substitutions coming in here. Pass into the corner. Three ball on the way again from Krylo. No good. Rebound will be brought in here by Schmucker. Right wing side. Here's Yoder for the Golden Bears. Looks to fake the handoff. Gets in on the block through contact. Count the bucket and one. Strong enough to put it in through the contact. As Klippinger will pick up the foul and go into the line. Will be Evan Yoder. Trying for three the old-fashioned way. Puts it up, back iron, no good. Rebound tipped away, and it will be picked up by Flinter. Flinter gives it up to Hackett, who drives in. Spinorama, but he'll be called for the travel. First tryway turnover of the ball game makes it stay 6-4. Well, stay tuned following tonight's game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Phoenix Price will be reporting on all the scores from all around the area all the way till midnight. Full court press now from the Titans. As Schlayball has it, driving in, picks it up, going to kick it back up top. Here's a three ball on the way, no good on the attempt from Evan Yoder, but an offensive board. Schlayball had another, Yoder had another chance at it, couldn't make it fall. Here's Klippinger driving in, kicks it into the corner. Now an offensive foul going to be called against the Titans. They're going to get Brent Klippinger, saying he did not have control there. So Klippinger picks up his first, team second of the quarter. Still a two-point game, 5:23 to play, quarter number one. Ball's inbounded to the backcourt. Yoder has it working against the Titans. Full court pressure, bounce pass. And up across the timeline here, Schmucker going to give it up inside the paint, kicked out. Three ball on the way from Yoder, front iron, backboard, no good. Offensive board stripped out of the hands there of Schlayball. It'll stay with the Golden Bears as it's knocked out of bounds.
Back in for the Titans, number one, Jalen Hackett.
Hackett going to check back in here. Brant Klippinger going to check out. 5:06 to play, quarter number one. Into the corner, three ball on the way from Luke Lawrence, no good. He gets his own board up top. Here's Braden Lawrence with it, going to kick it for Yoder. He'll drive the baseline. Looks to kick it back up top here for Braden Lawrence. Down into the corner, here's Schmucker, takes a long three, no good. Rebound going to be brought in that time by Lane Krylo. Across the timeline, Krylo. Left wing side now drives in, kicks it back up top for Bruin Flinter. Flinter will back up and restart the offense. 4.5 to play, quarter number one. Left wing side, here's Hackett driving in. Turns around, gets a little bit of a floater up, and that one will fall in. That's the Titans' first field goal in a while, makes it 8-4. On the other side, here's Luke Lawrence, going to give it up now for Yoder. Back in the corner for Lawrence, he'll bounce it in for Schlayball. Schlayball takes it back to the top of the key, looking to move onto the left wing side. Gets a handoff to Luke Lawrence. Lawrence back in the corner, three ball on the way and drained that time by Yoder. He's got five, and it's a one-point ball game. And the Golden Bears sticking around here, Bill.
They sure are. They're not afraid to shoot threes, are they? Who made that last bucket again?
That was Evan Yoder.
8-7
Titans, 4 minutes to play, quarter number one. Chase Walter brings it across the timeline, going to give it up right wing side, now reset to Hackett on the left. He wants to drive in, had the ball poked loose, gets it back, kicks it right wing side for Brant Clippinger, and will reset back up top with Lane Krylo. Krylo kicks it right wing side for Clippinger. Clippinger back up top, Hackett moves to the left wing side, now here's Walter. Walter fakes, now goes back up top for Flinner, who dribbles right wing side and gets it out to Brant Clippinger. Clippinger, bounce pass inside. Here's Bruin Flinner. He wants to go, puts up the jumper in the lane. No good. Offensive rebound by Flinner. Puts it up in the crusher. Hackett, no good. Now Flinner with the offensive board. His putback is no good. And a foul going to be called against Brant Clippinger inside after the rebound was brought in. I think that was brought in by Smucker. Clippinger picks up his second, team's third of the quarter. Well, choose from a selection of stackable birthstone bracelets, engagement rings, and diamond bands to make Christmas unforgettable at the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. A whistle and a turnover. The Golden Bears lose that one out of bounds.
The Golden Bears are in a man-to-man, but the pass is there for Triway. In other words, they're not really denying the pass. Triway can run their offense and get the shot they want. It's just a matter of making the shots they get.
Top of the key once again for Clippinger. Going to kick it right wing side. Krylo thought about a three. Now dribbles to the top of the key. Looking right wing side. He's got Hackett. Hackett for three off the rim. Rebound going to be brought in here by Bruin Flinner. He'll take it to the right lane himself and lays it in for two. Flinner has five to lead the Titans. Titans up 10-7. 2:45 to play quarter number one. Schlabel across the timeline. Working one-on-one with Hackett. Now it's going to be taken away. Flinner with the steal. Drives in. Bounce pass underneath. Putting it up and in. That's going to be Brody Flinner. On the second Wayndale turnover. 2.5 to play. Quarter number one. Bringing it up and across the timeline is Ernie Schmucker. He'll drive in, left wing side, bounce pass inside, kicked out, right wing three on the way, no good on the attempt from Braden Lorenz. Give the rebound that time to Brant Clippinger. Three ball from Krylo on the other side of the court, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Schmucker. Crossing the timeline, here's Yoder. Gets it back in, here's Schlabel kicking it out, left wing side, Luke Lorenz for three, he got it. 12-10, Titans still leading. They'll stop the game to get the net fixed. What are you seeing out of that one, Bill?
Well, you'll hear me say this a lot this year. If you make three-pointers, you win games. If you miss them, you lose. It's that simple. Three's more than two, obviously. You've got guys that can make three-pointers. You can win games. It doesn't matter what level it is. You see the Cavs do it. The reason they're losing now is they're not making three-pointers.
Walter gets it across the timeline, gets it back on the 1-2 as his shot blocked out of bounds. And getting up there is Schlabel. He got a hand on that. Great clean block from Schlabel.
That was all ball. Kind of a give and go there.
Walter going to inbound this one to the right of the hoop now. Gets it into the corner for Bruin Flinner. Flinner with a hand in his face puts up a three. It was off the side of the backboard. Rebound going to be taken away. Putting it up and in there is Clippinger. The rebound was brought in there. I believe that was Schlabel.
Which Clippinger was
that? Oh, that was Jackson Clippinger. Schlabel had the rebound and then had it taken out of his hands. Down into the corner. Here's Lorenz going to give it up. Schlabel driving in. Bounce pass back out top. Here's Yoder for three. No good. Offensive rebound. They'll find Shane Lawrence on the outside again. No good. I'll correct myself. Luke Lawrence. Rebound that time going to be brought in by Jackson Clippinger. Near side, here's Tucker Harris. Kicks it out for the three from Walter. No good. Rebound brought in by Schlabel. Yoder brings it up across the timeline. Finds Lorenz. He'll lay it in for two. Luke Lorenz. He's got 5 points now. 14-12. Titans still lead with under a minute to play. Quarter number one. Walter taking his time. Brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass to the right side for Brody Flinner. Kicks it back now for Bruin Flinner.
Travel.
And a travel going to be called. That's going to be against Tucker Harris. That's the Titans' third turnover.
In for the Golden Bears,
Harris playing his first game of the season for the Titans.
Returning for the Titans.
played previously at Highland. He's a transfer into the district.
Okay.
Going to Coach Snotty, talking to him earlier. Good to see Coach Snotty. As the ball poked away again, here comes Jackson Clippinger. Puts it up off the glass. He's got two. He's got four in the quarter. It's a 16-12 Titans lead with 10 seconds to play. Quarter number one. Clippinger almost picked the pocket of Smucker again, and now it will be picked. Clippinger going to be fouled. He put a shot up, and they're going to talk about it here. I think that might be an intentional foul.
That's got to be intentional.
He wrapped him up. That was the fifth and sixth Wayndale turnover.
Foul's called on number three.
And let's see here. They're going to say not intentional. Foul was called against Schmucker. And Coach Maloney talking with our official on the near side, and the first free throw was missed.
Well, Coach Maloney's correct. That was an intentional foul. If that's not intentional, tell me what is.
Second attempt is up, and he got that one. Clippinger now 5 points on the evening. 2.9. They'll get the pass to the near side. Here's a three on the way from way downtown. Did he get the secondary shot off? No, he didn't. That shot came from Micah Raber. And that's how we end the first quarter play. Titans lead 17-12 after 8. We'll be back on WKLM.
At Beachy's, we're about keeping you safe and on the road. We believe in building lasting relationships through a trustworthy service. Our team cares about delivering quality every time. We offer auto, diesel, heavy-duty, and tire services. Our Winesburg location is open 7 a.m. to midnight, located at 2653 U.S. 62. Call Winesburg at 330-359-5421. Our Berlin location is open 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 5979 County Road 201. Call Berlin at 330-674-6970. Explore our full range of services and easily schedule your next appointment at beachies.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Well, Titans in the lead after one quarter play. Wayndale with the basketball. Here's Evan Yoder. Going to give it back up top for Braden Lorenz. Down into the corner now for Traven Frazier. They're going to get it back near side. Ball is tipped and going to be taken away again. And in the right place at the right time was Clippinger. Titans will lose it now this time, though, but Jackson Clippinger basically had his third steal in the last 34 seconds of play.
Well, his brother tipped it to him, so it was Clippinger to Clippinger there.
Tip drills always very important down in the corner. The ball's bounced up top. Here's a three on the way. Braden Lorenz, he'll drain that one. And just like that, it's a two-point game again, 17-15.
That's a 12-3 this game for Wayndale. Try was going to a zone, and usually in a zone you can shoot threes if you want. You just got to make them.
Clippinger, right wing side, going to kick it for Hackett on the right wing. Back inside, Clippinger had to get the pass back in. Cross court. Here's a long three on the way. Nothing but net. Tucker Harris. First points for the purple and white.
Make note of that. First points for Tucker Harris in a Triway uniform.
Bounce pass on the right wing side. They're trying to get it back inside for Schlabel. They'll set it up. Cross court on the left wing side. Three ball on the way from Yoder. Back iron, no good. Three players get the rebound, and a foul going to be called against Trevin Frazier of the Golden Bears on a hold. I think the official said he had a hold of the jersey in that scrum that went for that rebound on the far side.
Good word, scrum. It's a rugby term.
That is a rugby term.
That's what I thought.
Although the way a lot of local teams go for rebounds, it's found its way into the high school basketball vocabulary. Driving in, here's Flinner, kicks it around. Now here's a three ball on the way. He got it again. Tucker Harris, 6 points in the quarter.
It's the Tucker Harris show right now.
23-15, Titans leading this one.
Bounce pass to the near side, almost losing it, but getting it back is Frazier. He will lose it, but off of the Titans, it'll stay with the Golden Bears. As we'll see Micah Raber check out here, checking back in is Ernie Schmucker. Schmucker going to look to inbound this one. Lorenz in the corner, fake to three, double team. Now he's going to be fouled. Let's see here. It's either going to be Brant or Jackson Clippinger.
I'll tell you what, when you're double teamed by the Clippingers, you're in trouble. Those two guys can play defense. I was just thinking that when I played, if I looked and I had to face one of those Clippingers all night, it's going to be a long night offensively. They're going to body you up. They're going to be in your face the entire game. It's hard to play against people like that. And both of them play the same way. They're just aggressive. Really, really good defensive players. They can turn games around. How many possessions have we seen just recently where the Clippingers have forced a turnover or a ball on a bounce?
And now both of them are off the court. Both Clippingers have two fouls, as they did call that one on Jackson.
And I see they're both 6'3 now. They've grown since last year.
Yoder has it on the right wing side, bounced in. Now here's Luke Lawrence heading in, kicks it out. Right wing three on the way from Yoder, no good. Rebound brought in by Bruin Flinner. Flinner brings it across the timeline, right wing side, going to give it up for Harris. Thought about a three, and he walked.
He should have taken that three. You made two in a row. I mean, it's your night, right? Let it go.
Well, you talk about the Clippingers being a force on the basketball court. They were a force on the football field this fall, too.
Yeah, the great thing about it, only five players playing basketball, and 40%, two of them are Clippingers, you know.
Right.
It's nice when they come in groups of two.
Pass going to be knocked away. Hackett with the steal, the eighth Wayndale turnover. Three ball on the way from Harris again. Oh, wow, he's on fire.
Are you kidding me?
Tucker Harris, have yourself a debut.
Are you kidding me? A nice shot, too. It's no accidents. They're going in really beautiful form.
Smucker going to kick it on the right wing side. Now here's Yoder up top, looking on the left wing side. Bounce pass back up top to Lawrence. He's got a couple shots himself, drives in, kicks it down in the corner for Ernie Schmucker. Back around the horn, left wing side, three ball on the way. Yoder, no good. Rebound brought in by Brody Flinner. Pass down the lane for Krylo, back up top for Hackett. Under 5 minutes to play, quarter number two. Titans lead by 11. Here's a three on the way. Harris! Oh, my goodness!
Are you kidding me?
12 points in the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, you just keep throwing the ball. Just keep shooting, son.
His first game of the year. Lorenz gets it inside for Schmucker. Schmucker back up top. Here's Lawrence. Gonna kick left wing side. Yoder driving in. Floaters off the rim. Rebound brought in by Hackett. Hackett puts it on the floor. He's going to bring it across the timeline. Hackett on the right wing drives through, has the ball poked away, and I think, did we have a foul called? Hang on. Oh, an offensive foul called against the Titans. I thought the official underneath was starting to give the block call, but that'll be the sixth Titan turnover. That's the first foul against Jalen Hackett. We'll go to our Hall of Famer, Bill Pym here. What'd you see on that one?
I didn't see it. I was doing the stats. Hall of Fame or not.
We'll reset back up top. Here's Lorenz trying to feed underneath to Schmucker. He missed the shot. Rebound brought in there by Krylo, who brings it across the timeline on the near side. Top of the key, Krylo working one-on-one. Wants to go on that left wing side. He's got Alex Robinson back up top. Here's Deacon Gilbert back to the right wing now for Flinner. Brody Flinner picks it up, dribbles on the right wing, gives it up for Hackett, who takes it back around the horn to the left wing side. Going to give it up for Robinson. Robinson back up top, Hackett. Hackett to the free throw line. Looks, kicks it out. Here's a three ball on the way. Krylo, he got it. His second triple of the night. He's got six.
Speaking of nice form, beautiful form on his three-pointers. No accent. Those are going in.
Three ball on the way. Nothing but net on the response from Luke Lawrence.
Speaking of nice form from Luke Lawrence, he's got two threes.
Back across the timeline. Here's Krylo. Gives it up for Hackett on the left wing. Hackett back to Krylo on the right. He'll dribble back up towards the top of the key. Wants to go right wing side. Gives it up for Robinson. Robinson bounce pass inside. Krylo looking, back out in the corner. He needs some help. Tried to throw it off his defender. It's going to go right into the hands of Luke Lorenz. He'll give it up on the 1-2. Back to him. Kicks it out for... that was Schlayball. Now kicked out for Lorenz on the left wing. The three is off the mark. That one was Brandon Lorenz who missed the shot. Titans end up with the rebound, and Krylo brings it across the timeline. 2.5 to play until halftime. 32-18, the Triway lead. Robinson working against Lorenz. Tries to feed it inside for Flinter. He'll kick it back out. Left wing side. Krylo for three. Got it. By my count, that is 6 Triway triples here in the quarter. Smucker across the timeline for the Golden Bears. Dribbles to the top of the key. Going to give it up on the right wing side for Yoder. Now here's Braden Lawrence driving in. Kicks it back out. 3 ball. Yoder, he got it. His second, and we'll have a timeout from the Golden Bears. 2:02 to play here, quarter number 2, 35-21, the lead for the Titans. We'll be back on WKLM.
Roman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
5-21, the lead for Triway here. 2:02 to play, quarter number 2. Jake Seidel, Bill Pym with you. Titans basketball as Bruin Flinter brings it across the timeline. Flinter moving right wing side, going to give it up for Krylo. He's one of the two hot hands here in the second quarter. Robinson back to Krylo, another long three. He got it. It's his fourth three of the ball game, third of the quarter, 38-21.
I can't say enough that it's no accident those balls are going in. That kid's got really beautiful form.
Yoder gives it up for Lorenz on a mid-range jumper. No good. Rebound is going to be brought in there by Schlayball on the offensive end. But it'll be thrown away on the takeaway. The ninth turnover by Wayndale. Here's Hackett for three. It might have been tipped. It doesn't matter. He puts it in there. The fourth different Titan to hit a deep ball tonight. Back up top, here's Schlayball. Looking to move right wing side. Gets a handoff now inside for Yoder. Back to Schlayball as the ball poked loose. Ball is still loose, picked up there by Gilbert on the 10th Wayndale turnover. Right wing side putting up the three is Hackett, no good. Offensive board and put back by Deacon Gilbert is good. And the Titans up by 22, 43-21, 40 seconds to play, quarter number 2. Back up top now, round the horn to the left wing side for Yoder. Yoder driving in, picks up his dribble, kicks it back out. Lorenz finds Luke Lorenz, right wing side Schlayball, and a foul underneath there. Robinson, little too much on the defense in the paint there as he knocked over Schmucker.
Deacon Gilbert got that last bucket. I watched him in the JV game. I'm just telling you right now, he's 6'6". He's a sophomore. He moves like an athlete. He moves like a basketball player. He took over the JV game in the fourth quarter.
Lorenz for three, no good. Rebound brought in there by Hackett.
When he gets the mindset that he wants to take over a varsity game, you're going to have something. You heard it here first, game 6.
Four corners offense. The old Triway Titans special. You think about some big games they won with this offense. Driving in with a fadeaway is Hackett. No good. Give a rebound there to Yoder, and that will end the first half of play. 43-21, Triway leads it at the break. We'll be back on WKLM.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeran Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
Stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
As the cold weather is coming, rodents are looking for a warm place to nest. Hi, this is Jesse McClure with Holmes Pest Control. Right now is a good time to protect your home from these tiny pests by having a rodent control service done at your home, office, or storage area. We have the solution to help keep those pests out. Holmes Pest Control, where quality service still counts. Call us at 330-674-9094. Thank you.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Make sure your Medicare open enrollment plan allows you to receive the pharmacy service you deserve. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and did you know that Medicare prescription plans are constantly changing from one year to the next? More and more plans are increasing copays or trying to force you into using their plan-owned mail-order pharmacies. Let us help you prepare for the upcoming year by scheduling a consultation with one of our expert team members, or tell your current insurance expert to make sure your plan allows you to get your prescriptions at one of our local Premier Pharmacy locations in Berlin, Millersburg, and now also in downtown Sugar Creek. Thank you for allowing us to be your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Halftime here at the Miller Family Arena. Triway leading 43-21. They have not trailed in this ball game. They led 17-12 after one quarter of play. Outscored the Golden Bears 26-9 in the second quarter, and they now lead it 43-21 at the break. Leading the way for the Golden Bears here with, I forgot to mark up my points here. 8 points is Evan Yoder. Yoder is 1 of 8 from downtown, 1 of 2 from two-point land. I'll correct myself. He's 3 of 9 from downtown, 1 of 2 from two-point land. Also with 8 points is Luke Lawrence. Lawrence is 2 of 4 from downtown, 1 of 1 from two-point land. Braden Lawrence has a 3. Braden Schlabel has 2. On the other side, we've got 2 guys, both with 12 points, all on three-pointers. That is Tucker Harris, who had 4 three-pointers in the second quarter. Harris, in his first game for the Titans, is a perfect 4 of 4 from downtown and from the floor. Frylo is 4 of 6 from downtown. Hackett has 5. Bruin Flinner has 5. Brody Flinner has 2. And Deacon Gilbert has 2. That got us to our first half total, 43-21. And now, Bill, are you ready for some team numbers?
Yeah, you take about the difference in the game. Both teams have shot a lot of threes. Wayndale shot 18 threes, only made 5 for 27%. Trolley, on the other hand, has shot 16 threes and made 10, which is pretty incredible, for 62%. That's really the difference in the game. Two-pointers, Trolley 5 for 11 for 45%. Wayndale's only taken 6 shots from two-point land, 3 for 6. Free throw line, Trolley 1 for 2, and Wayndale 0 for 1.
Well, if I'm doing my math right here, Titans from the floor are shooting 15 of 27.
Correct.
And that's a pretty good clip if you're hitting shots 15 times out of 27 attempts.
That would be, 55%. And the thing about it that's nice, if you're Triway, you know, you think Flinter and Hacker are your two guys that you count on, and they really have taken a secondary role this first half. And that's really nice if you're Coach Loney to know that other people are stepping up. You know, Krylo can make a three, this new kid can make a three. You know, the Clippingers are going to create turnovers, you know. The Gilbert kid we talked about and the future he has, the future's really bright for Triway. And from the Wayndale standpoint, boy, they move the ball well. Against a man, against a zone, whatever it is Triway's in, they move the ball well. It's just a matter of knocking down those shots. They're certainly not afraid to take them.
Now, I'm interested to see what the second half looks like with Wayndale shooting at the close side of the gym.
Does that make a difference?
Well, I want to see if it makes a difference. They took a lot of great shots. I wouldn't say Wayndale took a whole lot of bad shots. They just weren't getting them to fall.
Correct. Yeah, they were good shots. And they moved the ball really well. When you take an end of the court, it's always opposite of your bench the first half. And then the second half, you know, you're with your bench. So we'll see if Trowey can make these at the open end. Of course, they're used to it, right?
43-21 the lead for the Titans here at halftime. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
A gift of value that will be used and appreciated this Christmas. Starbright Express Car Wash gift cards and Southside Quick Lube gift certificates provide perfect stocking stuffers that everyone can use.
Southside Quick Lube and Starbright Express Car Wash, located on State Route 83 South in Millersburg. Jake Seidel, Bill Pym with you. Happy to have you with us for this one today. 43-21 the lead for the Titans as we get set for the second half of action. It looks like it'll be Tri-Way basketball to start the second half here. And what do you expect to see out of the Golden Bears to start this half?
Yeah, you wonder what they do talk about. If they're looking at the same thing we're looking at, they're missing too many threes. Can we go inside and get some stuff underneath? You're down, what, 22? So their back's against the wall. They've only got 21 points. They just got to start making those shots.
Tri-Way has the basketball to start the third quarter. They'll move it on the right wing side for Lane Krylo. Three ball on the way, no good from Bruin. Flinner tipped back in and saved. Jalen Hackett will end up with the rebound, but Brant Clippinger put the body on the line on that far side, able to keep the ball in play. Right wing side, back to Jackson Clippinger, back up top. Hackett wants to drive in, kicks it left wing side for Bruin Flinner. He'll get it back inside for Hackett. Hackett, cross court, wide open for a three. Here's Brant Clippinger, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by the Golden Bears and Braden Schlabel. He has it after trying to give it up and gets it back down in the corner. Three ball on the way for Lawrence, and Braden Lawrence has his second triple of the day. He's got 6 points.
That's just what we talked about they have to do when they're coming out. That's how you're going to get back in the game, making threes.
Brant Clippinger going to kick it on the left wing side now for Hackett. Hackett inside. Here's Jackson Clippinger. Has to turn around, wants to go to the basket, puts it up through contact, no good. Rebound brought in by Braden Lawrence. He'll give it up. Here's Schmucker to bring it across the timeline. Driving in, wants to go one-on-one. Tries to bounce it in for Lawrence. The ball is tipped and out of bounds. No save by the Golden Bears, but right into the hands of the Titans. That'll be the 11th Wayndale turnover. Right wing three on the way. No good. Off the hands of Bruin Flinner. An offensive board, though. Flinner gets a second chance. No good. Jackson Clippinger through contact. Got another offensive rebound. He couldn't get the shot off. Right wing three on the way, an air ball that time by Lawrence. Across the timeline, here's Brant Clippinger down into the corner. Hackett for three on the left wing, no good. Rebound going to be called, a foul going to be called. And is it going against the Golden Bears? Yes, it is. It's signaled to go against Evan Yoder. It'll be yes, it does go against Evan Yoder. So Titans basketball lobbed up top, coming down with its Bruin Flinner. Flinner dribbles, goes left wing side. Here's Jackson Clippinger. Clippinger dribbles, kicks it out on the right wing for Brant Clippinger. Now reset. Hackett wants to drive in the lane. Through contact, puts it up, and gets it off the bank. 45-24, the lead for the Titans. Near side, that was Evan Yoder. Bounce pass inside to Holcomb. Holcomb going to kick it out on the right wing. Three ball on the way from Schmucker, no good. Rebound brought in Jackson Clippinger. He'll take it across the timeline. Clippinger on the pass to Bruin Flinner. He wants to drive in, kicks it to Krylo. Krylo drives the baseline, puts it up. No good, but a foul. He'll shoot two. And we'll see who picks this one up. They're going to call that one against Braden Lawrence. That'll be his first, team second of the quarter.
We talked earlier in the first half, Tri-Way can pretty much get any shot they want if they're just patient enough to work the ball. Sometimes when you get up 20, you start, throwing shots up that maybe aren't real well advised. Tri-Way needs to continue to play their game, get the good shot, make the ones when they're there, and not force things.
Krylo missed the front end. Yes, the second attempt now.
Remember, you're the team that's up 20. Wayndale's not the team up 20. Wayndale's got to play a little differently than you do.
Second shot tickles the twine. That makes it 46-24, 5:20 to play.
Which Clippinger was that?
That was Krylo.
Oh, that was Krylo. I'm sorry.
Near side now. Here's Smucker going to kick it to the right wing side for Yoder. Down in the corner is a three from Lawrence. Braden Lawrence shot no good. A foul on the rebound, and that one's going to go against the Titans. And Hackett. Hackett will pick up his second, team's first of the quarter. 46-24. Three ball on the way off the mark from Yoder. Rebound going to be brought in that time by Brody Flinner, who's come in off the bench. Across the timeline, here's Hackett, fakes the handoff, drove in on the right wing side, kicks it back for Krylo. Krylo kicks left wing side, here's Brody Flinner, back to Hackett, he wants to drive in, kicks it out into the corner, three ball in the lake, Clippinger, no good. Rebound brought in there by Smucker, and he was able to hold off a Brody Flinner takeaway attempt. Down into the corner, ball is on the ground, and we're going to have a tie-up. Ball will stay with Wayne Dale. ...46-24, 4:30 to play here, quarter number three. Oh, correct myself. Yeah, I thought it was Wayne Dale ball. Had a mix-up.
Should listen to Jake Seidel up here. Jake Seidel is never wrong. If he says it's Wayne Dale's ball, it should be going to the yellow team, right?
I'm wrong plenty. I wasn't wrong here.
I've done that a few times when I was refereeing, gave it to the wrong team. Oops, sorry.
Three ball on the way, nothing but net that time from Braden Lawrence. Phoenix Price back at WKLM Sports Central shot me a text like, you are wrong plenty, Jake. So
that was bad defense by Trotter right there. He started at the top of the circle and ran all the way to the corner. Nobody picked him up. He made a three. Trotter's got to do better than that.
Hackett back up top to Krylo. Now on the right wing side, here's Bruin Flinner driving in. Kicks it out from a double team. Gives it up for Brant Clippinger. He'll take a fadeaway. No good. Hackett with the offensive board, trying to go to the basket. Somehow got rid of it. Kicked out right wing side. Krylo down to the corner. Three ball on the way. Nothing but net. Wait, hang on. Let's see what's happening here. We had a whistle. Back as it counts. But Hackett going to get called for a foul underneath after the shot was released. So an offensive foul, but count the bucket.
Got it.
You don't see that very often.
Not too often. You almost have to give the bucket there if it's on the rebound for sure. Nice to get Flinner going there on that three. Maybe he'll get to, get started there. That boy can make threes too.
Inside, they'll kick it back out. Lawrence on the left wing, off the mark. This time, his own rebound is tipped right back to him. He'll look to reset. We'll have a kick ball violation. Or are you thinking of remodeling or building a new home? Visit Bear Carpet One in Sugar Creek. They have a large selection of carpet, laminate, tile, vinyl, and hardwood flooring. Financing is available. Call Bear Carpet One today at 330-852-3890. 3.5 to play, quarter number three. 49-27 the lead for the Titans, but the Golden Bears have been the aggressor thus far in the second half.
Tucker Harris back in the game, might point that out.
Three ball on the way, Yoder got it. Evan Yoder with his third triple of the ball game. And all of a sudden, you see Wayndale starting to get things going offensively. Here's Clippinger looking to move left wing side. His pass knocked away, saved by Harris. Ball is loose. Loose ball at midcourt, knocked out of the hands of Clippinger. Clippinger going the other way. A foul. Count the... No, they won't count the bucket. The shot, the foul was on the floor. Oh, offensive.
I didn't see that.
Did he throw out an elbow, try to clear out some path?
I did not see that.
I didn't see it either. That's Braden Lawrence's second foul, but we're not getting any argument.
Nobody's saying a word. Nobody's saying a word.
Someone must have saw something we didn't.
Okay.
Right wing side, Tucker Harris kicks it back up top for Brody Flinner. Back to Clippinger on the left wing side. Back up top, Harris. Oh, and now an illegal screen against the Titans, away from the basketball. Brody Flinner picks up his first.
That missed shot by Harris doesn't count because it was a legal pick.
Harris has had himself a game in his first outing as a member of the Triway Titans.
We'll see if he can get going here again.
Right wing side, here's Luke Lawrence going to kick it back on the right wing side for Frazier. Saw Frazier some in the first quarter, not much since then. Back to Lawrence, now Frazier on the right wing side.
Plays backs pretty good up. Defense too.
Going to hand it off once again. Here's Yoder driving in. Floater in the lane is good. 49-32 the lead for the Titans. 2:05 to play quarter number three. Clippinger, top of the key, goes to Jackson Clippinger on the right wing side. Back up top, ball is knocked away and stolen.
Quick jump ball there.
And I'm looking here. I missed a couple turnovers there. This one will stay with the Titans.
I'm sure Coach Loney will talk with his team about this, but they were up 22 at the half, right? And up 22 middle of the third quarter. You want to win by more than 22. You know, you don't want to win by 10 or 11. You want to continue to increase that lead. And that comes from playing smart, passing the ball, making your shots just the way they did in the first half.
Ball inbounded to Harris once again. In the forecourt, Clippinger will bring it up to the top of the key. Clippinger has to fake it, goes left wing side, has Harris back up top. Here's Hackett driving in right side of the lane, kicks it back up top, in and out of the hands, and a backcourt violation. That'll be the, by my count, 11th tryway turnover.
Got to give some credit to Wayndale, too. They're still playing hard. I can see where they're going to win some games this year. They got some kids that can play.
Ball inbounded. Here's Smucker with it. Going to give it up left wing side now for Lawrence. And reset back onto the left wing side. Frazier wants to drive in. Gets the bounce pass to Smucker. Back to Frazier inside. Schley ball kicked out right wing side. Yoder for three. Back iron no good. Rebound tipped. Hackett has it. Like you said at halftime, great ball movement from the Golden Bears. They just need to get the shots to fall.
Exactly. They really passed the ball well.
Flinter up top, going to kick it back on the right wing side. Here's Jackson Clippinger, has to kick it back out up top. Harris driving in, going to kick it back for Hackett. Drives in, turn around, jumper in the lane, back iron, no good. Rebound brought in by Schleyball, and now a foul in the backcourt. They're going to get Bruin Flinter on his first, team's fourth of the quarter with 56 seconds to play in the third. It's getting chippy down there.
It's Troy Wayne. Why wouldn't it get chippy, right?
Exactly. I remember when it seemed like this game every year was played in the Steve Smith Classic at the College of Worcester.
Yep.
Always a fun game to have.
Sure.
Especially when you're playing at... we got a turnover here. Driving the other way. Hackett. Spin at the block. Puts it up for two. Especially getting to play at a arena like Timken Gymnasium. There's another turnover for the
Hackett's
Golden Bears.
Hackett's taking over.
Driving in, and Harris has it, his shot blocked. Offensive board, though, by Hackett. Now a foul going to be called against Lawrence. It'll be his third.
Yeah, Jalen Hackett's kind of taking over the game right now, as he has the ability to do, like we said. Just a matter when he turns that switch on. Look out. He's good. Yeah, you mentioned Steve Smith. If we do that game Tuesday, we're talking about doing that Oriole game. We'll tell you some good Steve Smith stories you probably didn't know from a referee standpoint.
Right wing side, here's Harris. Now here's Hackett. Hackett going to kick it left wing side down to the corner. Three ball on the way. No good from Clippinger. Board is tipped. It'll be brought in by Smucker. Smucker, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, loses the basketball, just heaves it up. It'll be well short, and that's how we end the third quarter. 51-32, Titans lead it after three. We'll be back on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help manage any chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
51-32, 8 minutes to play here in quarter as we start quarter number four. Jake Seidel, Bill Pym with you. Always great to be with you on a Saturday evening here. Warmer than it was yesterday, not by much, but we're inside.
Starting the fourth quarter, Triway's up 19. If you're Triway, you want to win by more than 19. If you weren't Wayndale, you want to at least make, you know, a game so that you come back the fourth quarter at least a little bit.
There's Schlabel, hands it off to Yoder. His pass knocked away. Lawrence got it back for a moment. Now here go the Titans on the fast break. Hackett, contact from behind, got rid of it to Clippinger. He gets hit in the head. Count the bucket, and one. Jackson Clippinger with a chance for three the old-fashioned way.
Have I mentioned that I like the Clippinger twins and what they bring to the table?
Schlabel picks up his first team's first, and Clippinger at the line shooting the bonus.
Probably not going to be the leading scorer in the game, but they're, you know, you look at all the stats, rebounds, defensive, you know, tips, and all that. Those kids are how you win ball games.
He makes the free throw, 54-32 now. Schlabel working against Hackett, driving in, and now Hackett going to get called for the foul. That'll be his fourth. So I imagine he's going to get a little bit of a breather here.
I'll take that kind of foul any day. Boy, that's in your face. Body to body, that's what you're supposed to do on defense.
I will correct myself. Apparently I marked him down for someone else's foul. That's just his third.
The first mistake Jake Steidel's made. Ever.
Schlabel going to kick it out. Here's a long three on the way from Frazier. No good. Rebound brought in by Hackett. He'll give it up for Flitter across the timeline, right wing side. He wants to drive in through contact, now kicks it out. Clippinger into the corner, Krylo for three, off the mark. Rebound going to be brought in by Evan Yoder. Yoder with the ball across the timeline, creates some contact, driving in, free throw line, has the ball poked away, but it's going to be picked up there by Frazier. Three ball on the way in the corner, no good on the attempt by Lawrence. And looks like Hackett will now pick up a foul. No, correct myself. That was Bruin Flinter picking up the foul. His second. It's hard to tell sometimes from all the way up here who's getting called from the foul because there's so many people around. As the front end, no good on the attempt there from Trevin Frazier. He's played good defense. He hasn't gotten any points so far tonight.
Troway has their starting five out there right now.
And he will get the second free throw. That makes it 54-32.
Coach Loney's probably see that very thing we talk about. Can you increase the lead? How are you playing when you're a little bit tired?
Krylo going to give it back up top. Here's Clippinger driving in. Going to give it on the right wing side for Bruin Flinter. Flinter back to Jackson Clippinger. Now Hackett wide open for three. He got it. His second triple of the game. 57-33, the lead for the Titans with 6:18 to play here in the fourth. Across the timeline, here comes Yoder. He has a screen, goes away from it, picks up his dribble, trying to get it in for Schlabel. Schlabel will hold on to it on the left wing. Bounce pass to Frazier on the left block. Spin, hook shot's good.
Whew. Nice shot.
So Frazier gets his first field goal. Right wing side now. Flinter driving in. Through contact, puts it up and the foul. He'll shoot two. Lawrence will pick up his fourth foul, all coming in the second half. That's one you might be fine with making a verdict from the free throw line, but you don't want your guy that has three fouls making that foul.
Correct.
So Flinter at the line. Here's the front end. Nothing but net.
Bruin Flinter's played enough basketball. He's got to know when I go to the line, it's an automatic 2 points. I'm not going to miss. That's what shooters think. That's what the guys that can score think. It's thank you for fouling me. It's two points, and they both went in, like, just like that.
Yeah, he gets both of them that time.
I never thought I should miss a free throw.
Did you shoot underhanded?
No, I didn't, but I shot pretty well on free throws. I can make a free throw. It's a free 2 points.
The ball's going to be poked away, but the Golden Bears save a turnover. He'll get it into Frazier, who puts it up off the glass for two.
Where'd that kid come from? He's kind of doing pretty well here.
He was on the bench for a good chunk of the first half, but has come off and played great defense and now played pretty good on offense. He's got 6 points here in the fourth.
That's what coaches look for. Who can come through? We didn't really count on.
Bounce pass up top. Hackett has it. Now right wing side for Jackson Clippinger.
There's no hurry if you try. We burn some clock.
Back to Hackett. Right wing side now for Flinter, of course. There are shot clocks here at the Miller Family Arena. It's going to be taken into him by himself as Flinter. He lays it in, but they're not in use yet. little bit of future-proofing of this new gym. They put the shot clocks in when they built it.
It's coming, I think, in high school basketball in Ohio.
And there's another turnover all by himself. And he got stuffed by the rim.
That's
offensive rebound by Clippinger will reset. Brulin Flinner thought he was going to one-hand jam that one down and got stuffed by the front of the rim.
Yeah.
Right wing side, he's going to try to redeem himself on a three, and he does. Brulin Flinner with a three to make up for that dunk attempt. 64-37 the lead for the Titans, 4:23 to play. Right wing side, driving through, high off the glass. No good on the first attempt by Yoder, but guess who gets the offensive rebound and put back? It was Frazier. Frazier makes it 64-39. Here's Clippinger, kicks it out left wing side. Bruin Flinner for three off the front rim. Gets his own rebound. Going to kick it left wing side. Clippinger for three. Brant Clippinger, his first points of the evening. Now all but three players have scored for the Titans. Yoder going to bounce it into the corner. Gets it back. He'll put up a three. Yoder got it.
Evan Yoder.
He's had himself a night. Now up to 16 points for the Golden Bears.
You're going
to
look at a stat sheet some night for Wayne here, and you're going to see that kid has about 35 in a game. If he ever gets hot, you know, he can score.
Timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it right here, though. TMK Farm Service offers a large variety of quality feed for your farm animals, household pets, and exotic animals, including being a dealer for Kalmbach and Purina Mills. Organic feeds, animal supplies, water softener pellets, ice melts. You might need those coming up in the next few weeks. And so much more. TMK Farm Service, locations in Sugar Creek, Berlin, New Bedford, and their organic facility in Holmesville. 3.5 to play in this one, 67-42. The Titans lead this one. Bill, like we said, we've seen great things out of Wayndale. This is a team that's going to win some games.
Yeah, they have some talent. The kid I just talked about, number 11 there, he's going to have 30 points some night. And we got the kid that came off the bench, Trevin Frazier, that hadn't really done much, hadn't played much, and this kid's just stuck his nose in there really well. Triway, it's kind of been... it was the Lane Krylo show for a while. Then it was the kid, you know, the Harris kid. And then the Hackett kid took over. And now it's Brewin Flinner right now.
And here's Jackson Clippinger. Misses the shot. Offensive board and put back good from Hackett. Hackett's got 14. The Titans have three in double figures so far tonight. Driving in on the other side. Kicked in the corner. Here's Lorenz for three. Got it.
Speaking of guys that can play, that kid right there.
Luke Lawrence now with 11 points. Across the timeline here is Flinner. Calls out the play, going to kick it on the left wing side. Hackett, cross court. Harris comes down with it, gives it up. He's driving in as Clippinger kicks it out. Hackett for three off the mark. Rebound saved back into Hackett. Underneath for a wide open layup is Bruin Flinner. That was just pretty any way you slice it. Here, Smucker driving in, going to kick it back out on the right wing side. This one's Braden Lawrence. Kicks it down to the corner. The pass knocked away. Still loose on the floor. Harris will pick it up. That'll be the 12th Golden Bear turnover of the ball game. No look pass to the corner. Jackson Clippinger almost had it. Going to kick it back up top. They'll reset. Titans going to get some full sail subs here in a minute. Right wing side. Clippinger with a defender in his face. Kicks it into the middle. Flinner turns, puts it into the bucket for two more. And timeout going to be called by the Titans, and they'll have a whole new set of offensive players in there. I think the starters' night is done. 73-45, the lead for the Titans with 2 minutes to play in this one.
What did we say between the third and fourth quarter? The crowd was up 19. Can you increase that lead? They're up 28 right now, so they definitely have done that.
Well, there's one guy out there that I don't have a number for. Gonna guess that's Caden Peterson, wearing number 23 down there.
For Triway.
That's my guess. That was Peterson. He's wearing number 23.
Freshman.
Here's Cooper Miller going to give it back up top on the left wing side for Holcomb. Back to the near side for Cooper Miller. Three ball on the way, right wing side, no good on the attempt from Smucker. Believe that was Deacon Gilbert on the rebound. He'll give it up to Chase Walter. 90 seconds to play in this one. 73-45 the lead for the Titans. Here's Gilbert. Going to look to kick it down. Left wing side, Noah Sprang. Back up top now. Here is, pardon me, that was Peterson who had it. I heard a whistle.
If it is Caden Peterson, like I say, he's a freshman, 5'8". Freshman. He was number 23 in the JV game, so let's go with that.
I think that's what our PA announcer said as well. Driveway ends up with another turnover there. That's their 12th. Right wing side, here's Raber driving in, kicks it down into the corner for Miller. Miller on the right wing side, going to give it back up top. Here's Holcomb. Under a minute to play in this one. They'll kick it out left wing side. Noah Schaefer going to reset it back up top to Raber. Raber wants to drive in, bounce pass. He caught Butcher off guard, but Butcher able to pick it up. Kicks it out, right wing three on the way, short on the attempt from Cooper Miller. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Triway basketball. 43 and 9 tenths of a second remaining. Mr. Pym. 73-45 Triway leading. If any of you out there had Bill Pym as a teacher, you understand what just happened. Here's a shot underneath, no good, but a foul that will see Noah Sprang make his way to the free throw line. He's looking to be the ninth Titan to get into the scorebook tonight. Jack Holcomb picks up his first. So Sprang at the line, 30 seconds to play. His first free throw is up and good. Nine Titans in the scoring column tonight.
Big smile on his face there. Those may be his first varsity points. I don't know. You don't want to miss these when you get the chance.
Second attempt is up. We had a double fault, I think, on the lane violation. One official was going to call the defensive. The official underneath called the offensive and waved it off.
And they both went in, so it's dead.
Up top, here's a three ball on the way. No good on the attempt there from Raber. Rebound brought in there by Alex Robinson. 15 seconds to play. Here's Gilbert left wing side. Down in the corner, ball's going to be knocked away from Peterson. 12 seconds to play in this one. We'll stay tuned after the game. We'll finish up. We'll give you the final numbers. 10 seconds. Looking at the Titans are just going to hold this one, and we'll let the clock expire. Titans going to move to 4-2 on the season. Wayndale going to drop to 2-4. The final score, 74-45. Titans win it. We'll be back on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Get ready, Holmes County. The end of year Super Duty sale is on at Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and if your business needs a workhorse by the end of the year, now's the time to act. We've got an incredible selection of Ford Super Duty trucks built to haul, tow, and take on the toughest jobs. Check out the full lineup online at VillageMotorsInc.com and score big with year-end tax savings before December 31st. Don't wait. Get your Super Duty now at Village Motors on Worcester Road in Millersburg or online at VillageMotorsInc.com. Village Motors, built for business, ready for work.
CDL training in our community. That's right, Buckeye Career Center now offers Class A and B CDL education as well as a testing center off US 36 near Janaden Hutton. Call 740-254-9313 to register or learn more about the American Professional Truck Driving School by Buckeye Career Center and the US America CDL Test Center by Buckeye Career Center. Again, that's 740-254-9313 to register or learn more.
My name is Dr. Richard Mulcahy. I have 30 years experience as being a chiropractor. My specialty is spinal decompression therapy. Right now, for the next month, I'm offering a free consultation and examination for anyone who's interested in seeing if I can help them. I'm also offering a $37 visit, which would be a consultation and examination and trial treatment of decompression therapy. You can take advantage of that offer. Just call 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779. 330-741-0779.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Welsh and Associates want to thank our patients for the past 30 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Welsh, Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including braces, clear aligners, root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and emergency care. New patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, please call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwelsh.com.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
74-45, the final score in this one. Triway over Wayndale. That was 17-12 Triway after one quarter of play. They outscore the Golden Bears 26-9 in the second quarter to take a 43-21 lead at the half. They would outscore, or Wayndale would outscore the Titans 11-8 in the third frame. The Triway would still have a 51-32 lead. Then the Titans outscore Wayndale 23-13 in the final frame to lead to win the game 74-45. Leading the way in this one for the Golden Bears, that was Evan Yoder. He had 16 points. Yoder on the evening had a whole lot of three-pointers. He shot four of 13 from three. He was 2 of 4 from two-point land. After that, 11 points from Luke Lawrence, who shot 3 of 6 from downtown, 1 of 1 from two-point land. 9 points from Braden Lawrence, 7 from Trevin Frazier, all in the fourth quarter, and 2 from Braden Schlabel. On the other side, the Titans were led by Bruin Flinner, who had a game-high 19 points. Flinner shot 3 of 7 from downtown. He also was 4 of 9 from two-point land, 1 of 1 from the charity stripe. 14 points then from Jalen Hackett, 13 from Lane Krylow, 12 from Tucker Harris. They all came on threes in the second quarter. 8 from Jackson Clippinger, 3 from Brant Clippinger, 2 each from Brody Flinner and Deacon Gilbert, and 1 from Noah Sprang got us to our final score of 74-45. Now the final team numbers, here's Bill Pym.
For Triway, from three-point, they took 29 three-pointers and made 14 for 48%. Field goals, two-pointers, they shot 24 and made 12 for 50%. Overall, 26 for 53 from the floor for an excellent 49%. From the three-throw line, 6 of 8 for 75%. For Wayndale, they took 34 three-pointers and made 10 for 29%. From two-point land, they only took 11 shots and made 7 for 64%, and from free throws, they were 0 for 2 for 0%. Overall, 17 for 45 from the floor for 38% for the Golden Bears.
And we talked about this, an all-around good game for the Titans. There were a few times there Wayndale went on some runs, and you might see Coach Loney wanting to work on that, stop not allowing their defense to let that happen, but they led this game from wire to wire.
If you're a head coach for either team, Triway or Wayndale, you look at the game, you analyze the game, you watch the film, you watch the YouTube version that we just did, and you try to pick things out going forward. You can't change what happened tonight, but you can say, okay, what can we use in the next game, and how can we continue to get better?
Then you look at Wayndale. They didn't play a bad game by any stretch of the imagination. They had some great shots. They forced some good defensive stops, especially early in the game. They just weren't getting some of those shots that they needed to fall.
Yeah, I see enough there to know that they're going to be pretty good this year. You know, you see some players. You get 3-4 kids that can really play like they have, you're going to win some games for sure. They play hard. They pass the ball extremely well. They're making three-pointers. They're going to be tough to beat as the season goes on.
So with the win, Triway improves to 4-2 on the season. Wayndale drops to 2-4. Wayndale's next game will be on the 30th. They've got a 10-day off, 10 days between games. They'll host Northwestern, a winnable game for Wayndale for sure. In that one, Triway, they'll be back in action on Tuesday, taking on rival Orville at Orville at 7 o'clock. That's going to be a game to watch between the Pac-7 leaders.
Well, we talk about when the tip goes up, we always say, who's going to put the ball in the hole? There were four guys tonight, like you say, that took over the game at various parts. Lane Krylow in the first quarter, Tucker Harris when he got hot in the second quarter, then Jalen Hackett. It was the Jalen Hackett show for a while, and then Bruin Flinner closed it out. The question is, when you're playing Orville and it's the third quarter and it's, you know, 31-30 and the score's tight, or any of those four guys, can they take over the game then? It's one thing to do it when you're up 20-some points. You know you're going to win. It's another thing when it's tight and everybody's looking, who's going to take the ball? I want the ball. I'm going to win the game for you. And I think Triway has some kids that can do that and are confident enough to take over the game.
Well, Bill, always great to work with you. Happy to have you out here tonight.
Thank you for asking me.
Also, a few thank yous to send out first to the WKLM Sports Central. Phoenix was back at the ranch tonight, pushing all the buttons, making sure you heard us on FM 95.3 and around the world at WKLMFM.com. Also, our video crew from Claxton Communications, Sheldon Stotts, our producer tonight, Andrew Dunlap, our videographer. Always great to have them out here helping us put out this great product for you. One more time, the final score, Triway 74 and Wayndale 45. For Bill Pym, Phoenix Price, Sheldon Stotts, and Andrew Dunlap, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy. We'll see you on Monday here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
For 125 years, the Kilbuck Savings Bank has been right here, helping neighbors build homes, grow businesses, and plan for the future. At the Kilbuck Savings Bank, our story isn't just about banking, it's about people. Generations of families who've trusted us to be there through every milestone, 125 years strong, and still putting our community first. Visit KilbuckBank.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
If you own an SUV or light truck, finding the perfect tire just got a whole lot easier. Let Holmes Tire Incorporated show you what the Yokohama Geolander HD Geo56 can do for your daily drive. Stop by today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on the Yokohama Geolander HD Geo56. Call Holmes Tire Incorporated in Millersburg at 330-674-0025 or their other location in West Salem, 330-648-2401, Mount Vernon 740-392-1811 in Loudonville 419-408-3607.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with Logivision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At Logivision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. Logivision Technologies. Local IT, real solutions, people first.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace throughout the holiday season. They are your local holiday baking supply headquarters, from flour to sugar to their big nut display for candy making and desserts. Plus, don't forget about their custom-made holiday fruit baskets, gift baskets, party trays, and cheese trays for companies or individuals. They even offer gift cards. Whatever your needs are this holiday season, stop by Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.